We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Toyen Venitan, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Bereishis Bora Likim Es HaShemayim V'Soretz. V'dorshu Rabbi Seinu Zal, B'shvil Yisroel, U'b'shvil HaToyra, Shenikru Reishis. The first pasuk in the Torah where it says "Bereishis," because of Reishis, Bora Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Soretz, Hashem created heaven and earth. So the Medrash says that Reishis refers to the Jewish people. There's a pasuk Kodesh Yisroel LaShem Reishis Tevuasoi. The Jewish people are sanctified to Hashem, the first of His crops. So the Jews are called Reishis. And the Torah is called Reishis also. So Hashem created the world because of the Jewish people, because of the Torah. Hainu, meaning, Bishvil ha-hisparus sheyikabel mi-Yisrael al yidei sheyikablu es ha-Torah. That the reason for Hashem creating the world was for the pride that Hashem would get from the Jewish people who would accept the Torah, and uphold the Torah, the pride that Hashem knew He would get from us from that, that's what motivated and inspired the creation of the world. V'zeh shenismach miyad, and this is why immediately after that the Torah says, v'horetz hoysa soyhu v'voyu v'choyshech al pnei soim, that the world started out as darkness and darkness and darkness. This pasuk is telling us that there are going to be times when the light of the tzaddik is not going to be there. It's going to be dark. And when the tzaddik is not shining brightly, when the light of the tzaddikim is not shining brightly, then we can't see this pride that Hashem takes from the Jewish people upholding the Torah. V'ikar hachashchus al yidei ribui hagolios. This the main thing that causes this darkness is the many years of golus, of exile, shekoivshim hatoiv beinehem, whereby the goyim oppress and suppress the goodness among them. Notice, we are held captive. We are captive in their countries. We, the Jewish people, number one. That's one level of this. Another level is all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that we could and would be doing if we were in our own country, if we were in our own home, if we were not among the goyim, if we were not being oppressed, all of that goodness is also being oppressed and suppressed. Shezeo bechinas, this is what the pasuk refers to when it says soyhu, vavoyu, v'choshech. These are all different words that refer to darkness. Shehein bechinas ho'arba golios shekovshu hatoiv beyoser. And those words also refer to the four major exiles that the Jewish people would go through. The first one is Golus Bavel, when we were chased out of Israel by Nebuchadnezzar and exiled into Bavel. Then came Poras Umodai. Then came Yavon. Then came Edom. Those are the four major exiles. Shekovshu Hatoiv Beyoser, where when Klal Yisrael is in Golus like this, this is when the good is really being suppressed. And this is what causes the darkness to increase more and more, ad she'ein royin oyer hatzadik, to the point where it doesn't allow us to see the light of the tzadikim shemegale ha-hisparus, which broadcasts this pride that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael as a nation and in each and every individual Jew. Because we said this is one of the great abilities of tzaddikim, to be able to see and broadcast the pride that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael and the pride that Hashem takes in each and every single individual Jew and the pride that Hashem takes in every move that a Jew makes. He gets up in the morning to go to shul. He gets up to go to a shir. Ubifrat hagolus ha'achroin hazeh. And especially this last final exile that we're going through today, shenikra tohoim, which the pasuk over there refers to as tohoim. Tohoim means the depths, way, way down. Vegam kol hachashchus shel golius harishonos klulim boy. And all the darknesses of the first three exiles are also included in this last one, this fourth final exile. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says there, toihu vavoyu v'choyshech al penei sohoim. Shehachoyshech machshich ad ha-tohoim. That the darkness will be so strong that it'll extend all the way down to the tohoim. Ad sheroitze lahastir ulahachshich ho'er legamri chasushom. To the point where the Satan, the Yetzirah, the forces of evil, want to try to black out the light completely, to replace the light with total darkness. Avol, however, the pasuk says over there, v'ruach elikim merachefes al pnei amoyim, that there is a ruach elikim, there is a heavenly spirit that hovers over the water, that'll be the solution to all of this darkness. What is that? Ze bechinas tzedakah. Water represents tzedakah. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, shlach lachmecho al panei hamoyim. Put out your bread on the water, meaning give, share with others, and in the end it'll come back to you. When you need it, it'll come back to you. So the pasuk there that refers to tzedakah, giving, and it uses the term mayim, Rav Nosson says mayim is a remez to tzedakah. Shom marachef ruach elikim. That's where this heavenly spirit is found. Do ruchoi shom Moshiach. And the Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the spirit of Moshiach. Shehem bechinas hatzadikei emes. This refers to the true tzadikim who carry this ruach elikim. K'may shekosav b'makom achar, as is written in other places. And then the pasuk goes on to say that when you have this tzedakah and you have the true tzaddikim, through this, vayomer lekim yehi oyer, vayhi oyer. Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. Sheze bechinas oyer Chanukah. That pasuk is merames to the light of Chanukah. Oyer ner hamenoira, the light of the candles of the menoira, ki ikar hisgalus ha'oyer hu al yidei tzedakah. Because the main thing that allows the light to spread, the light of Hashem and the light of tzaddikim to spread, is tzedakah. As we explained this earlier, that tzedakah, when people give to each other, this creates a clear atmosphere. When people are not helping each other, then there's turbulence in the air. There's unpleasantness in the air between them. The more that people are charitable and giving, the more it clears the air, it makes a clear atmosphere so that sound can travel. When a person's outside, we gave this mashal a few times, when a person's outside and it's raining or there's noise going on, then you can't even hear a person who's standing 5 feet away from you. But when the air is clear, then you can hear 100 feet away, 1,000 feet away sometimes. And generosity, when people are good to each other, tzedakah clears the air. It generates an avir hanach vazach. That's the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses. A clear, crisp air so that sound can travel, so that the words of the tzaddikim can travel and reach to distant places. By the way, Rav Nosson Zal quotes this pasuk that Hashem said, let there be light, and Rav Nosson Zal says it refers to the light of Chanukah. The Meforshim bring that the word Yehi, Yud Hey Yud, is 25. That this is a remez in the Chumash to the holiday of Chanukah, the holiday of lights, which would be on the 25th. The only holiday that comes out on the 25th of the month is Hanukkah, the holiday of lights. That's Yehi Oyer. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into detail about the mitzvah of Hanukkah and show how it corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal presents over there in chapter 17 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh bechinas mitzvahs ner Hanukkah ishu beisoy. With this we will understand the three different levels of observance of the mitzvah of Hanukkah. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say level one is ner Hanukkah ishu beisoy. That when it comes to Hanukkah candles, a man and his household, one candle per family that's lit by the ish, by the head of the family, every night. He lights one candle on the first night, one candle on the second night, one candle on the third night, that's it. That's the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Ze bechinas oyer ha-hisparus bichlal. This represents that light of the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish people on a general level, the Jewish nation. Then the Gemara says, v'amahadrin, but those who want to do the mitzvah more beautifully, ner l'kol echot v'echot. Every member of the family lights one candle every night. Kol echot v'echot, each person in the family lights one candle. On the first night, one candle on the second night, one candle on the third night. Ze bechinas oyer ha-hisparus beprotius, shashem yisporach mekabel mikol echot v'echot mi'Yisrael beprotius. This represents the pride that Hashem gets from each individual Jew, not just pride from the family. Every member of the family Hashem takes pride in. Every member of the family has their own menorah where they're lighting this one candle every night to show that I'm also a member of the pride of Hashem. Our family is not one person. We're six people. We're 15 people. V'hamahadrin min hamahadrin. Then the Gemara goes on to say the people who want to do this mitzvah really, really the best way, Moisif v'hoylech b'chol yoim. The Gemara doesn't just light one candle every night, they increase the number of candles every night. The first night one candle, the second night two candles, and three, and so on and so forth. Ze bechinas hisparus beprote proteus, shashem yisborach mekabel mikol aver shel Yisrael. This represents the pride that Hashem takes, not just in each and every member of the Jewish people, but every part of him, every organ, his every finger, and his eyes, and his ears, and his nose. The pride that Hashem gets in every piece of every Jew. That's this Moisif Aholech. And not just every Jew, but even the worst of the worst. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 17 in Likutei Moran, shezehu ho'ikar. That's the main thing. That's the ultimate. When a person is able to realize the pride that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael, Yisrael asher becho espoyer, the Pasuk says. The Jewish people in whom I take pride, that's one level. Then there's the other level, the pride that Hashem has from each family, each individual family. And then there's the pride, then there's the pride that Hashem has from each and every individual member of the family, each and every Jew. And then there's the pride that Hashem gets in every single action, in every single organ of every single Jew. By us performing this mitzvah of lighting the Hanukkah candles, hatzadik sheyochol lohoyer ulegalois haisparos beprote proteus, the tzadik who has the ability to turn on and to reveal, to broadcast this pride that Hashem gets in every single piece of a Jew, ayideze yochol lohoy sifoyer b'chol yom v'yom. This gives the tzaddik the ability to increase the light every single day. Ki b'chol yoim v'yoim moitzei eze hisparus be'eze aver mi'Yisrael beprote proteus. Because every single day the tzaddik discovers a pride that Hashem gets in a particular organ of the Jew. Look at this. Look at it. He's walking to shul. Look at his feet. Look at this. He's watching his eyes. He's being careful not to look where he's not supposed to. Look at his mouth. He's careful to speak only what he's supposed to speak. That tzaddikim are the ones who are able to see the pride and honor that Hashem gets from every piece of a Jew, every part of a Jew that's doing what Hashem wants. Shaydezeh miskayim ho'ilom bo'oseh hayoim. And that's what keeps the world going on that day. Every single day that tzaddikim are busy with this, they're busy studying the Torah, studying Klal Yisrael, and revealing this pride that Hashem gets in every detail of what the Jews do. As we mentioned earlier, le'inyan lo'isolin, when we spoke about the mitzvah, that if a person does work for you, a day worker, he does a job, he works for you for 6 hours, you got to pay him on that day. If he worked during the day, you got to pay him before the sun sets. If he worked night, you have to pay him before the sun comes up in the morning. Loy solin, don't hold on to that money. Because Rav Nosson Zal had explained, each day is something different. Today is nothing to do with tomorrow. If he worked today, the money has to be there today to cover that work. Because every single day Hashem is getting a unique pride from each and every person. And again, yesterday's tefillin, the fact that I put on tefillin yesterday, doesn't do it for today. Every day needs the mitzvah of tefillin. So when a person works for a day, that day's work demands that day's salary, getting paid on that day. Unless they made an arrangement specifically that gets paid weekly or monthly, that's something different. But the standard is, I worked my hours, give me my money. Don't let the day close. Don't let this 12-hour period finish without me getting paid for the work that I did. Ayin Shum, look back a few pages ago where Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this. V'zeh ikar toikev hanes shel Chanukah. And this is what's so special about the miracle of Chanukah. Shedolak shemen muet shloihoye boy lahad lekiyem yoim echad v'dolak shmoina yomim. That a small quantity of oil that was only enough to burn for one day or less than a day, was able to burn for a full 8 days. Hainu, what's the connection to what we're learning about here? Ki shemen hu bechinas oir ha-hisparus. Oil symbolizes this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. Ki shemen loshen gedula ve-hisparus. Because oil symbolizes greatness and pride. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Kashemen hatoiv al horoish sheyored al azokon, like the special oil that's placed on the head and drips down to the beard. This refers to when they used to anoint kings. When they anointed a king, they would put oil on his forehead as a symbol of greatness. Oil is light, that his kingdom should shine forth. So we see that the shemen of Chanukah represents this hisparus, this pride. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, L'reach shmonecho toivim. The smell of your good oil. Bechinas al kein meshochacho elokim shemen sosoy mechaverecho. The pasuk says, therefore Hashem anointed you with this oil of joy and happiness from among your friends. So we see again, Shemen represents leadership, greatness, pride, hisparus. Dahainu gedulas v'hisparus hamelech. This is referring to the greatness and the pride of a king, a leader. That's what Shemen represents. Hainu ki hayivonim timu kol hashmanim. Because we know that the Greeks defiled all the oils, all the holy oil that was available to the Yidden. Sherotzu lahachshich oir hatzadik, because they wanted to extinguish the light of the tzadik. Ulatamois ulakalkel kol minei hisparus b'Yisrael. They wanted to erase all the different kinds of pride that Hashem takes in the Yidden, in the Klal Yisrael. At shegozru, to the point where they issued a decree, kisvu lochem al keren hashoer she'ein lochem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. The Greeks insisted that the Jews write on the horns of their oxen these words, that we have no part in Hashem. We don't believe in Hashem at all. Dahainu, Sherotsu Lahamshech Kfirus. The Greeks wanted to introduce atheism, complete denial of Hashem. Ke'ilu lo nivra ha'olam b'shvil Yisrael. They wanted to get the Jews to forget this nonsense that the world was created for us. Ve'ein Hashem Yisborach mispoyer bohem chas v'shom. And the Greeks wanted to convince the Jews, you're no better than us, you're no different from us, we're all the same, we're all one people. There's no special, Hashem isn't any more proud of a Jew than he is of a Greek. We're all the same. U'kishegovru malchus beis chashmonoi v'nitzchum, and when the chashmonoim gained power and they defeated the Greeks, motzu pach shemen sho'yachosim b'choysomu sho'kun godl, they discovered a small vial of oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it. Kohen bechinas ahava v'chesed. We know that Kohen always represents kindness, love. Bifrat Kohen Gadol, especially if we talk about the Kohen Gadol, shehu bechinas ahava v'chesed gadol, who represents major love and kindness. We know that Kohen is chesed, Levi is gvura, Yisroel is Tiferes. Yisroel asher becho espoer. Espoer is Tiferes. Kohen always represents the right side. Levi is the left side. Din, judgment, gvura. And Yisroel is the combination of the two. In the word Yisroel, you have the word kel, which is chesed. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, chesed, kel, kol, hayoim. And you have the remaining letters of the word shir. Shir, the song, which is what the Levim did. The Levim were the ones who sang in the Beis Hamikdash. So Yisroel is a combination of Chesed and Gvura, Kohen and Levi. So the Kohen represents super Chesed, especially the Kohen Gadol. She'ikar tikkun ha'hoin Yosef al Yodoi, where the main tikkun that we spoke about before, about generating goodwill, that through tzedakah, by being charitable, by showing kindness, you generate many friends and you clear the atmosphere so that the words can travel far and wide. Al yidei shehu oisek lekabel kol atzdokos v'chol anedovoi shalev shel Yisrael. By the fact that the Kohen, all the Kohanim, and especially the Kohen Gadol, was involved in gathering all the charity and all the donations that the Jews gave. The Kohanim are the ones who collect all of this charity. Especially if we talk about the Kohen Gadol, who is above all the Kohanim, and the Jewish people are commanded by the Torah to make sure that the Kohen Gadol is wealthy. The pasuk says, "V'ha'koyin ha'godoel me'echov," the koyin who will be greater than his brothers. The Gemara says, "Gadleu me'echov," make sure that he's greater. Make sure that he has more money than the others. Kihu tzorech lekabel koyin godoel miYisrael, because the koyin godoel has to receive major wealth from the Jewish people in the trumos and maaseros. Because he's the one who accomplishes the main tikkun of all of his wealth, which generates that clear ear that we spoke about earlier. That when there's goodwill, when there's chesed, when there's tzedakah, when there's all of this going on, this generates friendship. Hoin Yosef Reim Rabim. The more charity, the more friends. The more friends, meaning that the air is clear and that the words can travel. The words of the tzaddikim can travel and reach people who are far away. And this is what makes it possible to rescue and to extract, to bring back all of that goodness that was captured during Golus by the Sitra Achra. Shekol ze avoidas hakoyin, and all of this is all the job of the koyin, lechaper al bnei Yisrael, to atone for the Jewish people. to get all of our averes forgiven, shaydeze malin umoitzin hatoiv me'asit rachra shenofal shom ba'avoinos Yisrael kiyodua. And by doing this, by getting all the sins forgiven, we're able to rescue and retrieve all the goodness of Klal Yisrael that went away to the goyim as a result of our sins. All the sforim write, when a Jew does averes, what happens is all of his toiv, his mitzvahs and everything, are given away, chas v'shalom, to the sitra achra. All of that toiv goes to the other side. When the kohen affects a kapora for Klal Yisrael, when the sins are erased, all of that goodness can return, can come back to Klal Yisrael. Kayadua, as is known. V'hoya oz toikef hanes. And that's when this powerful miracle took place. Shemotzu hashemen shechosim b'choysom yish lakoyin godol. That they discovered this vial of oil that had the seal of the kohen godol on it. Shehu begoidel tzidkosoi yochoy lohoyer oyer ha-hisparus afilu bo'oimek ha-choyshech moid. The kohen godol is the one using all the charities that he's responsible for. He has the ability to shine this light of hisparus, the pride of the Jewish people, even in the greatest times of darkness. Even during this time of the Greek Golas, when many Yidden had fallen, and there was tremendous choshech at the time, the Kohen Gadol is able to bring forth light even at that time. Avol, loy hoyo boy lahad lekiyim liyoy mechod. However, the amount of oil that they found was only enough to burn for one day, or almost one day. Shelefi omdena, lefi das odom, nidme, she'ein koyach bozeh ha'isparus she'yor aviat lekiyim yoyim echod. Meaning, Rav Nosson Zal writes here, that if a person would look at this, analyze this, a person would think that even the great tzaddikim, who have the ability to reveal this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, but how much is it? It's a little bit of pride, especially when the Jews are in Golis. They're doing so many bad things. So how proud could Hashem be of us? And even if the tzaddikim are able to show different things that Hashem is proud of, how much could it be? It's a little bit, maybe enough to burn for one day. V'nas enes v'dolak shmoina yomin. However, Hashem made a miracle that little bit burned for 8 days. Uboze heralonu Hashem yisborach goydel oitzem ahavosa yisrael. And through this, Hashem showed us the incredible love that He has for the Jewish people, al yidei gedulas hatzadikim, based on the greatness of the tzadikim, the chashmonoim and the kohen gadol. Sheheim mamshichem lonu nisim kaila. They are the ones who in their merit were zeicher to have such great miracles performed for us. Ki heim doirshim u'mechapsim u'mevakshim u'moitzim hisparus b'prote proteus b'chol eivra veivam Yisrael. Because these tzaddikim search until they find the pride that Hashem is taking in every single organ of a Jew. Look at his hand. You see those marks from the tefillin? He put on tefillin this morning. Look at his eyes. A Jew's eyes aren't like a goy's eyes. A goy looks at everything everybody else has, and they're jealous. They're envious. They want, I have to have that. And a Jew tries to train his eyes not to be like that, to look with a softness, to look with love at another person. I'm happy for him that he has this. Just because he has this doesn't mean I have to have it. Certain things I have that he doesn't have, certain things he has that I don't have. The tzaddikim are the ones who are able to analyze and discover and broadcast the pride that Hashem takes in every single aver of a Jew. Ad shal yidei zeh moitzim hisparus b'Yisrael b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kol yemei oylam. And through this, the tzaddikim are able to discover the pride that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael every single day. They're making new discoveries, revealing new things about how special Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael. Shaydei zeh hoya toikef hanes hazeh. And that's what brought about this incredible miracle of Hanukkah, shedolak hashemen hamuot shmoina yomim, that little bit of oil that wasn't even enough for a whole day burned for 8 days. Lehoyrois, to show us she'ein ha'hisparus nifsak lo'olam, that this pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish people is infinite. It never finishes. It never gets used up. We said that the shemen is the pride, the hisparus. We see that there's a shemen that keeps burning and burning and burning. It doesn't get extinguished. Ki shmoina yomim merameis al kol shivas yemei bereishis, because the number 8 days represents 7 days, which is the entire time of this world. This world is measured by 7 days, right? Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shvi, and then it starts again, Yom Echad. The whole time of this world is measured in 7 day cycles, and all seven fold into the 8th day, which represents Olam Haba, the next world. Lahoiro is to show us Sheheim Yecholim Lalameid Zchus Al Yisrael, that the tzaddikim have the ability to discover the goodness in Klal Yisrael and the pride that Hashem takes in every one of us. At Sheyoyer V'yatlik Shemen Muat, Bechinas Hisparus Muat, to the point where even a little bit of oil, even a little bit of that pride, Yosef Oyer keeps growing, the Yoyer Loilam, and can burn permanently, can keep going eternally. The pride that Hashem gets in Klal Yisrael, in even every mitzvah that a Jew does, is something infinite. It's like a candle that doesn't stop burning. It burns for 8 days, which means it burns till eternity. The number 8 represents Olam Haba. 7 is this world, 8 is the next world. Ki ma'at ha'hisparus meir lohem at shemoitz ma'idei hisparus beprote proteis oid yoyser v'yoyser. Because this little bit of pride that the tzaddikim find, that serves like a candle to help them search and find more pride and more pride, to the point where they discover the pride that Hashem has in each and every single detail of a yid, every single day, v'chein b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And this keeps on going every single new day, ad shemegalin ha'esparu shel Yisrael shelo yufsak lo'olam ad haketz v'achron, to the point where the tzaddikim succeed in discovering the pride that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael that is so powerful that it's something that'll keep burning until Mashiach comes. It's like a candle that never goes out, this pride that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael. And this is what keeps the world alive, and this is what keeps the world to continue to existing every day. Ad asher yisku kol Yisrael le'yira v'yava b'shleimus, until eventually the Jews will become so connected to the tzaddikim that every Jew will be zeicha to yira and ahava b'shleimus, to have complete respect and love for Hashem. V'hoz yira ha'hisparus b'tachlis ha'shleimus. And that's when this pride will be perfect, will be 100% on the highest level possible. V'yiskayim, and they will be fulfilled, the pasuk, ki Hashem yielach lo'or oilam, Hashem will be for you a permanent light, an eternal light, veloikayich lesifarteich, and your Hashem for your pride and beauty. Rav Nosson is showing how this pasuk puts both of these things together. The oyer, the light, the candles, and the hisparus, the pride. That what the light of Chanukah represents, it represents the tzaddikim. We said the 36 candles, the 36 tzaddikim, who have the ability to find the light in the darkness. Darkness is averus, light is mitzvahs. Kiner mitzvah v'toyro oyer. The tzaddikim are able to look at a Jew who is so bad, he's done so many averus, he's full of so much darkness, he's in golus, and the tzaddik is able to say, look here, he's got a mitzvah over here. I found this mitzvah that he did, I found that mitzvah that he did. They discover these little lights within the darkness. So a person would say, but big deal, it's a light that can burn for 5 minutes and then it's finished. the tzaddikim show that that's not true. By the miracle of Hanukkah, they show that tzaddikim have the power. When they discover a little bit of this holy light, they can make it miraculously burn permanently, eternally, forever. 8 days means forever. 7 is the physical world. 8 is spirituality. 8 means that the tzaddikim have the ability to discover the good in Klal Yisrael, this hisparus that Hashem gets in every single Jew and every detail from every Jew, to such a point that they that this is a light that burns forever until Mashiach will come, when the real light and beauty, when all Averis, all Ra will be erased completely, there'll be only mitzvah, there'll be only toiv, and that's when this light and hisparus will reach the peak. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes the discussion about Chanukah. Now he goes back to what we spoke about before. When people are borrowing and lending things, some of the laws that apply to it, and to see how it relates to our topic, to our chapter on Likutei Moran. Paragraph Yudalid, V'zeh b'chinas mitzvas hashovas ho'avoit. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why the Torah puts tremendous importance that if you lend somebody $1,000 and you take a mashkin for him, you tell him, give me your blanket, or give me your pillow, give me something that's important to you so that you'll remember to pay me back. So the Torah says you have to return it to that person. If it's something that he uses during the day, you have to return it to him in the morning. If it's something that he needs for night, you have to return it to him at night, every day and night. And when he finishes using it, he gives it back to you, this collateral, this mashkoin. Ksus yoim, if you took his shirt and pants, which he wears during the day, machzir bayoim, you have to give it back to him right away, early in the morning. Uksus laila, if you took his pajamas, then laila, you have to give it to him back in the beginning of the night to make sure he's got pajamas to wear. Balaila. Veze bechinas, and there's another halacha that says that the lender, even though he's such a nice guy, he's lending him $1,000, you're not allowed to go into his house to take a mashkin. You stand outside. If he's giving you a mashkin, he'll go in himself and give it to you. Don't you go into his house. When you will have a loan outstanding by another person, if you lend somebody else money, don't you go into his house to take collateral. Let him go in by himself and he'll bring it out to you. Rav Nosson Zal explains what's going on here. Ki ikar hu anius shel Yisrael shaydei ze boem lidei halvois nimshach mebechinas hanal. The main reason why Jews find themselves in such a situation where they're poor and they have to borrow money is based on what we're learning about here. Kishein misaknin hatikun shel choin Yosef Reim Rabin. When there isn't enough charity work and chesed going on in Klal Yisrael. Shaydezeh ein moitzin umalin hatoiv hakovash beinu akum. And as a result of that, we're not really succeeding on a regular basis in rescuing and extracting the good that's trapped among the goyim, as we spoke about this earlier. Vazai kishatoiv kovush beneim, and when all of this goodness is trapped among the goyim, when the Jews are in exile among the goyim, and they're being blocked from performing mitzvahs, there are many mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, that are being withheld from us by the goyim. They're not allowing us to do certain things. So all of this good that's being withheld by them, azai nimsheches hashefa lohem chas v'shom. Then what happens is, all the flow of shefa that's coming from heaven, the sustenance, goes to them, goes to the goyim. Ki kol ashirusam nimshach, mehatoiv hakovush beneim kayadua. Because all the wealth and success that the goyim are achieving is all related to the good that's been conquered by them, that's among them. Whether it's the Jews that are being in exile by them, that are being held captive by them, or the mitzvahs that Jews would need to do that are being withheld by the goyim. Where did we just have a perfect example of this in the Torah reading? Potiphar. Potiphar was an officer of the government of Paro, and he had a house, and he had all kinds of stuff. But the Torah says when Yosef showed up there, when they sold Yosef into slavery, and Yosef was being kept in the house of Potiphar, Potiphar was blessed with all kinds of blessings. And he knew clearly, he saw the change. He saw from the day this guy showed up in his house, he got all kinds of bracha. So Potiphar saw where the bracha comes from. That the bracha that Potiphar is experiencing is because Yosef is being held in his house. The bracha that America experiences is because of the Jews that are in there, that are exiled there. In each one of these nations, the bracha that's there is based on the toiv that is kavush by them, either by Jews currently living there or times in the past when Jews were there. And some of the mitzvahs, ma'asim toivim, were withheld from them. Kayadua, as is known, shayidei zeh nimshach hashefa lahatoiv hakavush. By Hashem sending wealth to these nations, so some of that shefa is going to the toiv that's being withheld within these nations. Vaydezeh yesh lahem kol ha'ashirus. And as a result, these nations end up having wealth and all kinds of v'Yisroel nizoinen mitamtzis. And the Jewish people get the leftovers. We get what's left. After Hashem has distributed all the Ashirus and Shefa to them, we get what's left over. Eretz Yisrael gets what's left over. Why? Because of the fact that there's so much toiv that resides among these other nations now. Ukefima shezoichen ayidei tikun hahoin, dahainu ayidei tztoko ugmilas chasodim, lahaloi satoiv beneim. And to the degree that we succeed in fixing all of that wealth, in repairing all of that wealth, how? By doing acts of tztoka and chesed with it, tztoka and gmilas chesed, that helps us elevate and remove the toiv that's being held captive by the goyim. And then, kemoikein machzirin hashefa v'aparnos v'ashirus liYisrael. To that degree, we succeed in returning the shefa and the parnosa and the wealth to the Jewish people. Because we said again, the whole reason why all of this wealth is going to them is because of the toiv that's found by them. When we succeed in removing the toiv from them, in rescuing the toiv and bringing it back to Klal Yisrael, then the shefa, parnosa, and ashirus goes to Klal Yisrael. Vohikar, and the most important aspect of this is kaidei shemalin hatoiv kanal, by us succeeding in removing the toiv that's found among the goyim, elevating it, venasin gerim, and as a result, non-Jews convert and join Klal Yisrael, venishlam hamizbeach, and then the defectiveness of the mizbeach gets filled in, it gets fixed, aidei ze mizgale oir hatzadik. This reveals the light of the tzaddikim. V'azay nizgala ha'hisparus shel Yisrael mikol echad v'echod. And then becomes revealed, when the light of tzaddikim is revealed, then the light of the pride that Hashem takes in each and every single Jew is revealed. U'kishem nizgala ha'hisparus shel Yisrael, sh'Hashem yisporach misporem kol echad v'echad v'Yisrael b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And when this pride is revealed on a daily basis, Shebishvil ze nivra hakoil, and this is actually the whole reason why Hashem created everything, like we mentioned earlier. Umechaya umekayim hakoil b'chol yom chelit choshua, and this is why Hashem keeps the world going. It's based on the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish people every single day, every single hour. Azai bevadai nimshach kol hahashpoi shel parnosa v'ashiras liYisrael. This results in all the shefa of parnosa and wealth going to Klal Yisrael. Ki kol chiyus oilam vashbosoi shayach bevadai liYisrael, because the whole life, the life of the world, and all shefa of the world, should really be going to the Jewish people. Ki mehem nimshach kol haShefa v'achias aydei esparash mispar bohem, because they're the cause of all that is shefa and wealth. It's because of the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, that's what gets Hashem to turn on the faucet and to give us all of this shefa and chias, to give the world its shefa and chias. It's all because of the Jewish people. Nimtza she'ikar ikuv ha'shefa shemishom bo hanias v'avois. So therefore, when that shefa is being withheld, when the Jewish people are not receiving parnosa and shefa and wealth, which leads to shemishom bo hanias avos, which leads to poverty, which leads to people having to lend and borrow, bo alidei pigam hahoinanal shel hashirim, it comes as a result of the wealthy people not using their money the right way, not using their money to help people who need help. They're not performing acts of tzedakah and chesed with their money. And each and every single Jew, to the degree that he's involved in doing tzedakah and chesed, and thereby fixing, correcting his wealth, as we showed earlier, that Jew helps this change go into effect in Shemayim, that instead of the Shefa going to the non-Jews, the Shefa starts flowing again to the Jewish people. And again, the most important issue is this brings back that pride that Hashem had in Klal Yisrael, when Jews are using their money the right way, when they're doing tzedakah v'chesed. And this is what causes the wealth and the flow of Shefa to return to the Jewish people. And it's for this reason that the Torah warns us that if you're lending somebody money, it's not enough that you're lending him the money. Make sure you add all kinds of chesed. Don't stay on top of him. Don't go over him every day. When are you giving back my money? You told me I can have it for 30 days. I know, but I don't want you to forget. Now there's 29 days left. Make sure you give me back my money. A Jew's not allowed to do that. When you lend somebody money, you got to leave him alone. Not bug him every day for the money. Until the time comes, when the time comes and he hasn't given it back, then, and he hasn't called you to say why he hasn't given it, then you're allowed to say, hey, isn't today the day you're supposed to give me back my money? And if the person says, I don't have it right now, can I give it back to you? Can you give me another week? Then the person has a decision to make, whether he gives him an extension or not. If the person was a mensch, if the borrower on his own came forward, he went to the lender and said, I know I'm supposed to give you the money tomorrow, but I don't have it right now. Could you please give me another few days? Then usually, if the lender can, I'll say, of course, no problem. But if the borrower ignores it completely, if he forgets or he chooses to forget and doesn't say anything, and the time comes when the money is due and he don't say anything, and the lender has to go look for him, has to go calling him, then it's a different story. And so too the halacha says, if you're taking a mashkoin, if you're taking collateral from a borrower, don't go into his house to take it. Let him bring it out to you. Ki ikar hatikun levatel ho anius v'halvois, hu al yidei achesed shegoim elam haloive. Because the main way that we can get rid of poverty in Klal Yisrael and people having to borrow and everything is through the kindness that the lender shows to the borrower. Shaydeze koine ahava v'sholoim. That generates love, that generates peace. When you lend somebody money and you do it with a grumpy face, here you go, here it is, take it, then even though you're doing the person a favor, but he feels like garbage, he feels like nothing. He'd rather die than take that money, or he'd rather be suffering because you made him feel so lousy about it. But if the lender says, wow, I'm so happy you asked me, Baruch Hashem, I get to do a mitzvah. I wasn't using this money right now, I'm happy I can do a mitzvah with it. If a person shows that attitude, that generates ahava, love and peace. And that generates this good, sweet atmosphere where people like each other, where there's no turbulence in the air. There's no anger and hate and resentment in the air. And that's what makes it possible for all the tikkunim we spoke about in this halacha to take place. We're able to rescue the good that's conquered among the goyim, because we said the words of the tzaddikim will travel far and wide. Umashlim hamizbeach, he completes what was lacking in the mizbeach. Ad shemizgale haisparus, until it results in revealing the true pride that Hashem gets in Klal Yisrael. Shaydezeh choyzeres hashef al Yisrael, and this is what causes the whole flow of shefa from Hashem to be returned to the Jewish people. This, Rav Nosson Zal says, is the real essence of charity and gemilas chesed. Kidei shayidei atztoko v'achesed yevatel ho'anius me'oni. That by giving, if you lend a person $50 for a week or a month, you're not changing his life in most cases. You're helping him a little, it's true. But Rav Nosson Zal says, if you do it the right way, if you do it with a real smile, and if you show kindness and love in doing it, this will bring about, this will eliminate poverty from Klal Yisrael, from poor people, and from this baror. Because when there's tzedaka and chesed, when things are being done really in to the full measure of tzedaka and chesed, that generates this avir hanach vazach that makes all the tikkunim that we spoke about here. And that's what really reveals the beauty of Klal Yisrael. V'alkein osur lichnois lebeis haloi v'lavoit avoitoi. And this is why you're not allowed to go into the borrower's house to take collateral. Ki hachafotzim shel kol odom, because a person's possessions, his car, his stereo system, his refrigerator, that is his pride. That is his pleasure. That's his kavod. That's his life. That's what he uses. That's what he takes pride in. My refrigerator, my bed, this is my room. V'shoyrish chiyusam nimshach. And the source of that pride is the pride that Hashem has in every single Jew. Even in the worst, worst Jew. And that's the source of the life and the pleasure and the enjoyment that a person gets from every single thing that he has, his refrigerator, his bed, his thing. Shehein b'chinas hisparusoi, which is the pride of the person. Ube'emes hoyoroi sheyeh ikaroho ashiros v'achfotz ma'ikor me'etzlat tzadikim v'akshem sh'bisroel. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the real truth is that if things were really right, then all the wealth and all the precious things would be by the tzaddikim and by the real religious people. Achmachmas chatoi hadoyrois, however, as a result of all the sins that have been committed throughout all the generations, his gabru hechle hatmurois, this caused things to get turned upside down. Shekovshu hatoiv lahasitra achra, that the goodness fell into the hands of the sitra achra. And because of that, in most cases, we find the opposite, that the tzaddikim and the religious people are poor, they don't have money, and it's the other people, the people who are not so religious and not such big tzaddikim, that seem to have the wealth and everything. Aval afal pikein, however, despite that, kol hachafotzim sheyesh, afilu leho'oni shebi Yisrael, all of the possessions that people have, even a poor person, even what he has, even his little refrigerator and his silverware and his, you know, his chairs, the couple of chairs that he has, sharosh nimshach mebechinas hisparusanal, they are rooted in this hisparus, in this pride and that Hashem has, in, that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. We'll hold it over here. The Ikra Hisparus.